Blog Talk Radio.
Peace and blessings, family. This is Healer Asset Miriam Ali, and you are on the Healer Asset Miriam Ali radio show. We are here every single Tuesday. It is June 14th, and we are halfway through the year of 2016, and how amazing this year has been. Before we get started, I want to give praise and honor and glory to the one creator. I also want to extend Ramadan Mubarak to everyone who is fasting right now. What a glorious, glorious month we are in right now. As well as I want to welcome new listeners, welcome regular listeners, and I'm excited about tonight's show because it is a residual of a new program that I have started called, we have named it HEART, Healing African American Relationships Today, and we are dealing with the interpersonal relationships within the African American community. And what we're going to do for the next 9-8 weeks is every show we are going to just follow up what the previous class was. If you are in the Denver area, we do this course every Thursday at the Dahlia Health and Wellness Center in Park Hill. It's a brand new health and wellness center, and we are excited to be hosting HEART there. Some powerful movements are happening within these courses. Each week is better than the last, and we are one relationship at a time healing. How do we deal with one another in the African American community? So we are going to go right into what last week was. So the week before was really just an introduction on what it means to do healing work in the African-American community, why it's important to do this work, and what are the tools. We defined post-traumatic slave syndrome. We defined effective communication. We defined roles and identified why we are in the state that we are in. We did all types of things at first class. And then last week, we got really, really, really direct with the relationships. And we began with the Black woman and the role that the sisters have in the Black community. And this was very intentional. Okay, we very much wanted to approach what we believe is the core of healing the African-American community, which is the woman. A lot of times we neglect that there are, I mean, the sisters are we are the first teachers, we're the first nurturers, we're the first everything when it comes to how do we begin to fix whatever we think might be ailing our community. As well as there's a level of responsibility, there's also a level of accountability that has to happen in ensuring that we are doing the work and we're showing up. We have to admit how we have contributed as women collectively and how we have not contributed. And it doesn't mean that there aren't a few of us who are exceptions to the rules, but do those exceptions really matter when we're talking about the greater community? And they usually do not. We have to figure out a way how to tap into bringing in people who may not even be interested in this work, so they think, or not even think that they need any type of healing, and make them recognize that there is a need for us to start addressing our interpersonal relationships within the Black community. And so we dealt with the role of the Black woman in the Black community. And we went, you know, it kind of, so let me give you a visual of how this was set up. The sisters were in a circle inside together, and we were doing all of our work. The men were outside of the circle in an encaved circle, encaving our circle. But the men were not allowed to participate. They were allowed to participate. They were not allowed to speak. They were only allowed to hear. They were only allowed to observe. They were only allowed to emit energy and receive energy. So a couple of layers happen when that dynamic is in place. It allows the sisters to be heard. And often the sisters are not feeling like they are being validated in their position. It is often when a woman, particularly a black woman, speaks her mind and speaks her position, there is a level of it's received as degradation to manhood. It's received as feminism. It's received as she thinks she's too strong. She doesn't know how to be a woman. When, in fact, it is none of those things. In fact, often what it is that women just need to be heard. And we often miss how we are going to be effective in our work, because when we're not heard, what happens is the brothers begin to assume, and because of the natural role of masculine and feminine, there is an overshadowing of the woman's voice. So the power of last week was that the brothers being on that outer circle and not being able to verbally communicate, it forced the brothers and the sisters to begin to communicate outside of verbal communication. So as the sisters were in the inner circle, I mean, tears, we were crying, we were laughing, we were sharing, we were getting vulnerable, we were angry, we were happy, we were celebrating, we were devastated, all of these different feelings and emotions that the sisters needed to address in a safe, loving space. And then with the brothers being on the outside circle, only being able to participate minus verbal communication, it forced them to have to listen to a full thought. It forced them to, you can't assume because I have strength, or because I have a position, or because I can voice where I'm coming from, you cannot assume that I am downing your manhood. You can't assume that I am saying, you know, men ain't nothing, and all of these feminism and all of these things that get thrown to the black woman just for her having a voice, just for her voicing her position. And the role of how important it is for her to be heard, I believe there was huge breakthrough with the brothers, because the men were able to hear and say, oh, okay, see, I thought usually, and I did some follow-up with some of the brothers, you know, usually I'm thinking that when a woman says this, it means this, but I was able to witness that that's not really what it means. And see, sometimes I do believe that there's sisterhood work that is sacred and it should not be shared with the men, and I do believe vice versa with the men. And what was very, very profound was that we were able to hear, we were able to communicate, and it forced the brothers to have to just listen. And even though Brother Tony in particular wanted to speak, wanted to say something, you know, and at one point we said, okay, we will allow one question or one comment to be made for ensuring understanding was there, but it really wasn't about the brothers. It was about women empowering themselves and not looking for the men and waiting for the men. It was a lot of purging that had to happen. I mean, it was necessary. And when we create a space, you know, there's a African tradition called the talking stick, where you can't speak unless you are holding the stick. When we can get to a place, and I think, it's important for brothers to understand the importance of sisterhood work, instead of taking it as if it is excluding them, and realizing that the sisterhood work is actually what includes them and empowers the entire community to be our best. And when we can get past the lines that have been created by a European construct, that it is us against them. See, black womanhood is not the same as white womanhood. It can't be. Just off of the simple in society that is set up, we are in a very, very much a patriarchal society, but it is a white patriarchal society. It's not. There is no room for the black male to be patriarchal and it justifiably. So when it comes to the black community, we as women are trying to figure out how to balance and uplift and instill and let the brothers know we support their manhood, and we are begging for a validation of our womanhood, where it is understood that there is an interdependency. It is not one against the other. And so often, because of European construct, because of us attempting to do our womanhood like white women, or black men attempting to do their manhood like white men, we create this very unnatural imbalance between what the role is of the black woman, because we want to it does where we feel like we're not being heard. We want to scream and holler, and we want to just, you know, stomp it out, and it is received as being emotional. It is received as being irrational. It is received in fact. Both sides are needed, the masculine principle and the feminine principle. There is not one that is needed more than the other. There is not one that is void of the other. And when we as black women can collectively get to that space of saying, okay, we feel safe, we feel secure, we feel like we can be heard, we feel like we will be respected and honored, we feel like it'll be received and not rejected, that is where we begin to do real healing work. And the role of the black woman in our community is that of the healer, is that of the teacher, is that of the nurturer. And all of these things are attributes of healing, or attributes of being better, or attributes of uplifting us to go higher. And not to say that the men don't participate, because they absolutely do, but it is a conjoined understanding when we all can be in a space where it's safe and we feel like the honor is going to be there for the position of the woman. So when the position of the black woman, when the role of the black woman in the black community is properly engaged in, it is able to work wonders, okay? We begin to aid in the next generation. We begin to heal the current generation. We begin to nurture the elder generation. We ensure that each phase of wherever the community is going, is leading, is being led, we begin to play our part in our roles perfectly, almost. I mean, because there's no battle. The removal of the battle between the sexes is really what the black woman is calling for. I don't care if you are dealing with angry black women. I don't care if you're dealing with black women who are completely in, you know, complete and total, I just want to serve my man, or I just want to serve my family. Whatever it is a need. The common theme is black women want their role to be just as validated and just as respected and honored as the black man. Not that it's a competition. When we remove that battle, and it is up to the woman to remove that battle, it is up to the woman, because it's almost like we have to reteach our brothers that we are safe. We have to reteach in one of the things that I thought was beautiful and profound, and I do agree with in the class last week, was somebody has to be the bigger person, okay? And usually it needs to be the woman. Not because men, you know, and I hear you, sisters, I know we're tired. I know it's too much. I know why we always got to be the ones. Why we always got to. And the only answer I can give is because we are the ones who are capable. Because we are the ones who have the strength to do so. When we aren't in a space of recognizing the role that we have, that is when we are contributing to the imbalance. And so often, I can't save everybody, and I'm not the one who's supposed to, and I get that. I completely get that. But either you recognize your power as a black woman or you don't. Either you can't take all of it. You can't take a part of it and not take the whole. You can't be embraced. And this is where the distrust and the dysfunction happens, because of our role. Because we want to say, I am goddess, hear me roar. And I am woman, hear me roar. And I am this and all of these things. And I'm the black woman. I'm the original. I am the mother of everybody. And all of these things. But yet we don't want to. What mother do you know gives up on their child? What mother do you know? And that doesn't mean that you are enabling them. That means that you are instilling the tools in them that are necessary for them to continue to do, to thrive. And when you are thriving, when you are in that role, you are able to magnify and bring forth all of these efforts. And I'm not saying that brothers can't contribute, okay? We're not talking about, so next week will be the role of the black man, okay? So let me say that. But this week we're talking about the woman, and we're starting with the woman because that is where it starts. That is where it begins. If what are we instilling when we're raising our children? Are we sitting down and reading with our babies? Are we teaching them lessons of honor and respect? Are we doing all of these things? Are we encouraging the father to be involved, whether you're married or not? Are you nurturing these things? Are you avoiding the drama? Are you living up to the hype of being overly emotional, overly the top, you know, always trying to? What are our decisions? And it doesn't mean that you are avoiding, and it doesn't mean that you are making an excuse. It means that you understand that our community is in a, when we accepting more than standards, when we stop allowing to be given to us, that is when things will turn around. It's about because we are accepting the state that we are in. Let me say that one more time to really, really let it sit in, sisters. If you were upset with the state of motherhood, you have accepted it. And you have to, and at some point, somebody have to say, I have to be the bigger person and get this work in now. I'm going to do my work. I accepted the role that women are perceived and treated and blah, 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 blah. I accepted it. And then you decide to say, I a responsibility and an accountability to yourself, to the creator, and to the community. What are you doing to not accept it? Are you small as being? It can be something large. Show. I'm doing a class. It can be something even larger. I am doing a. I'm bringing people to the radio show. I'm bringing people to upliftment. We're doing beautifying class. We're doing whatever it is. At some point, in order to, we have to accept what is ill within us, not okay. But as a collective, there is a level of acceptance. Some women are accepted that the light skin dark. We have allowed it, and I don't have to convince. The numbers prove it. Our biggest sisters, we, since not black men, we are the biggest consumers on the planet. Our community is the biggest consuming community, but when it goes to black men versus black women, we are the biggest consumers. We contribute to almost every $1 billion industry by colors, period. When are we going to say, I'm not going to buy? Okay, if you're going to buy fake hair, you're going to do your thing, buy from a sister. If you're going to do, when are we going to start taking enough of men be abusive to you? Then that abuse is going to continue until you decide to change. It doesn't, you know, an abuser, it usually has a wake-up moment, and God, please take it. It's whatever type of abuse. If you are accepting it, if you are allowing it, that is. Well, another beautiful point that came out of the was, we don't accept. Done their own healing work, but you also have to remember, both of you, together, there is still healing that has to happen. allow our take place and purge just as we need a purging process, because we have been indoctrinated with us versus them as well, sister. And we to correct to suggest for you know, black men are killing women. I get what is the solution? The healing and to do the healing work. And post-traumatic stress syndrome is real. How this has affected us, each other, real. The Christian. And how we have been picked up one another. I question why, you know, you know, and then some. Current Elijah Muhammad, everybody will say, judge a nation by the state of their woman, not by the state of their men, because the state of the men are the protectors and providers. They are going to protect as to the degree that we allow them to. And I'm saying that very strongly. We allow them to. When we step in the way and we don't allow our men to be fools, we are taking away from them something that is a natural instinct, and this creates a wall. It creates a, I don't trust you because you don't trust me. That's how they're receiving it. How do you not trust that I am going to protect you until the very end? We are men naturally have that in them. And when we try to get in the way because we are, and I'm not saying that you jump in for, I'm not saying anything. I'm saying somebody has to be the bigger person. Who's going to take the first step? Who is going to say, I'm going to show up? And sometimes the coaching process has to be done in conjunction with our men. Sometimes it has to be the talking stick principle. You can't speak, I can't speak, unless we have the stick, because we have to learn how to listen to one another. We are so consumed. We will get frustrated. You know, there are some sisters who will get frustrated even hearing what I am saying right now, because the role of the black woman is, and that is to nurture and to listen. We are the first healers. How can we address? I want to hear it because I'm tired. It's been this, it's been that. Whatever the excuse, when it's kind of really none. It's just, we're going to deal with this dirty laundry, we're going to deal with this ugliness, and we're going to face it, and we're going to do whatever it takes to get through it. Sometimes it takes me, we're going to heal and recognize that we may not be right for each other, but we're going to do the work to support how can we be our best. Because it is not just about intimate relationships. It's also about platonic relationships. It's also about brother and sister relationships. It's also about father-daughter relationships, ex-wife, ex-husband relationships. It is, we still have to engage with our men no matter if we are sleeping with them or not. So we still have to, how do we get to where that judgment of who black men are to us, and it only comes from us fully embracing the role we have in the community. And that role that we have is independent of who anybody else in the community is to us, because we have to initiate the interdependentness with one another. A man is not going to completely and totally embrace your full femininity if you're not presenting it to them. If you're not saying, if you're not giving your full authentic self, show up authentically who you are. And authentically who you are is that you are a divine black woman who is the originator of all mankind from your womb, from your womb. Every single person on the planet has black mitochondrial DNA. How mitochondrial is the maternal. How in the world can you not be, you know, we had a sister in the class say, how can you not be proud of that? How can you not be excited that the role of who you are is the mother of all of civilization? Is that everybody comes from the womb, the fallopian tube of a sister. How can you not be happy about that and proud about that? And see, we have to begin to start using our finesse, our feminine finesse, to say, I am going to curb, I am going to alter and bring forth the desired result. Sometimes silence is the best way to go. Sometimes you don't have to speak your mind. And that doesn't mean that you are silencing yourself. It means you are executing wisdom. Sometimes, because, you know, why speak if it's not going to be received the way that it needs to be received? If you know, we have taken on us as women, as black women, we have taken on white patriarchal characteristics because they have empowered us to be in, to not need our men. They have lied to us and told us that we don't need our black men. So in not needing them, they have instilled, we are the only part of population in white patriarchal society. We are the only ones who try to emulate white male patriarchal systems within our womanhood. Only us. The white woman doesn't do it. The Asian woman doesn't do it. The Latino woman doesn't do it. We are the only ones who attempt to do and conduct ourselves as white men. And so when the combat comes, and again, this isn't just particularly to the role of intimacy with black men. It is with everything. Look at how it affects even our children. Our children, we will approach our children in that way, and our children become rebellious, and our children begin to emulate and attempt to project this same energy, and it is so off balance. One, it's white male. Why are we trying to depict ourselves and create this space that is just not natural? You know, when we are in our natural state, and brothers who are listening, I hope that you take this to heart. When we are in our natural state where we are free of the stress of being the providers and being the protectors because we've had to step into these roles because these roles were void, when we can release needing to be a protector and needing to be a provider, it gives us a space to fully be honest in our femininity and really get back to who we are naturally. And we naturally are the nurturers and the healers. And I'm not saying that there isn't a level of protection and providing that doesn't come within our femininity. And I'm not saying that there isn't a level of logic and there isn't a level, you know, when you are truly in harmony, you are both masculine and feminine principles. But as a woman and the role that we play, when those unnatural characteristics are removed because, brothers, you are naturally in your role, we are able to create, to begin to iron out the wrinkles within the home, then within the next level of family, then within the community, because we're not stressing about, oh my God, I gotta pay my rent, I gotta go figure this out, I gotta go figure, which means when we are out of our role, we are neglecting a part of our natural role. Because we are trying to do what? We're just trying to survive. And brothers, I think that it is often taken for granted us needing to, you know, us playing double dutch. I don't think you guys really can comprehend how much of a conflict it is even within us. So we are not trying to battle you. The biggest thing, sisters, that we need to be focused on is how do we effectively communicate that the role of the black woman is not degrading any other role? How do we effectively communicate that the role of the black woman is not to tear down anybody? It is only to fix, heal, and empower and get us to the next level. And to breathe, you know, the entering of our own femininity is necessary sometimes, and we don't always have the tools because we haven't been taught. We've been broken. We've been shut out. We've been told that we cannot be woman. We have to be this. You know, there was the definition of black woman, and we started that strength. Power, get it done no matter what. All of these things, and not once, and this is who we naturally are, not once did someone just say kind, loving, sensitive. None of those characteristics. And it's because we have been so far removed from being able to be those characteristics. We want, when it's not received, and here's the other thing too for the brothers who are listening. The role of the black woman, when it is not received, you begin to contribute to the imbalance. When we want, when we are ready to be loving, when we are ready to be sensitive, when we are ready, and it's not received in a safe space, it's not valued, it's not cherished, it's not protected, it's not provided for. When we're not able to be sensitive, you contribute to the role of black woman being out of sync. You have to receive who we are to you as well, to the children, to the elders. Being able to be received, and a lot of it has to do with, sisters, we have to teach people even how to properly receive. The task is great, and I would be lying if I said that it wasn't. The task is great, but if you aren't willing to, you know, the tattooing an unk on your forehead, on your third eye, and getting pierced on your fingers and talking all this black womanhood stuff, and you're not willing and ready to execute what it means to be a black woman. It is not about putting your fist up and saying, I can get through a storm by myself. That's not what it's about. That's what white women do. That's not what we're doing. We're not in competition with anybody. We don't have to be. When you were the original, you don't have to compete. You know, there's no need for you to prove a point. You are the original. You are the prototype. You are what everyone is attempting to be. Why are you battling with any of that? It doesn't make any sense. But we wanna put our beads on, rock our afro, get our locks done, put on our shea butter and our oils, and walk around barefoot. Okay, but we are not doing the work that is required of the role of the black woman. And the role is we are the initiators of the healing process. All of the issues within the black community, if we begin to take responsibility for who we are as black women and the role and accountability for how we have contributed to this mess, then we are able to begin to work miracles. Because the brothers need to know they're not the first, they're not the nurturers, okay? They need to receive our nurturing. And when they receive our nurturing, if they are fully in their role, they are going to reciprocate nurturing because we have taught them how to do so by us doing it to them. We are so caught up and I ain't going to be the first to do nothing and we want somebody to come save the day for us. But the truth of the matter is, sisters, we are the ones who give that platform of quote-unquote saving. Of course, through the Creator. I'm not at all suggesting that we are greater than God, but I am saying that we are the ones who are, there is a reason why the role of the mother is so important. There is a reason why the role of the wife is so important, of the grandmother. And I'm not dismissing the role of the man. We're just not talking about that right now. See, we will always, it's always that when we are listening to receive, to be able to combat back and say, well, what about me? What about me? And what about me? At some point, somebody has to say, okay, let's deal with these things one relationship at a time, one role at a time. And sisters, our role is so important. It is the most important. Because when we are properly in our black woman role, then it creates a value to why the brothers want to protect us. It creates a value to why the brothers want to provide for us. It creates a value to why the children respect and honor us, why the elders adore us. Okay? And everybody can fit in their role. And see, this is why matriarchal societies are so much more fluid than patriarchal societies, because we can look at everybody's role and see how we have to contribute to them being their best. I need to show up this way for the elders, so the elders will feel safe enough to continue to pour this wisdom, to continue to be the grandparents and great-grandparents and having their role respected and honored, because they know I'm going to make sure they eat. I'm going to make sure that they're provided for. I'm going to make sure that they got their showers. I'm going to make sure. See, I know the same is true with the men. Same is true with the children. Same is true with each other, That's why the circle, the sister circle last week was so important. That sacredness that was created. Here, sister, is where we are held accountable. A man can't hold us accountable to our womanhood because he's a man. He can hold us accountable to what he's receiving from us. But he's not going to be able to, he can't. That's why the sisterhood is so important. That's why the brotherhood is so important. That is where you find your check-in. Okay, here's how I handled it. What are the tools that I need? A patient sister will say, this is the patience that you need. Open sister will say, this is how you begin a little bit of openness. A vulnerable sister, all of these things, these elements of womanhood, we find it within the sisterhood. And when the sisterhood is strong, we can come to one another and say, yo, this is what was going on, blah, 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 blah. Make sure that this is being nurtured on your part of the community, your part of the neighborhood. I'm going to make sure over here this block is good. You make sure that block is good. And it isn't, you know, we have been taught that it's some heavy burden. We've been taught that it's so heavy that we can't take care of seven kids and do this and do. We have been taught that. But when we are in our role, naturally, it is such an easy task. It becomes, something just clicks and you begin to work in a natural, harmonious alignment. But you have to first be knowing and validate your own role to the black community. You must honor and know, and without a shadow of a doubt, you must not sleep on it, sit it down, put it down. You must not compromise how important it is for you to be fully in your role. And even when someone doesn't want to honor your role within the community, even if you are surrounded by somebody or exposed to someone who doesn't want to give you your credit and say, you're the black woman and your role is valuable, it is the most valuable, and they want to compete, they want to talk about, they want to down you, you don't engage. Again, you don't always have to, you know your role and play your role. It's not the aesthetics of being a black woman. Okay, you know, Kim Kardashian, all of them, they want the aesthetics of being a black woman, but they don't want the responsibility of being a black woman. They don't want the accountability. You know why? Because they can't handle it. That's why they're trying to feed it to us that we can't handle it either. See, when we are naturally who we are, the harmony of our alignment is so beautiful. What looks like it's heavy to someone else is actually, you know, we create a natural system, and it's not even heavy in any way. In fact, it's empowering. It makes us better for all of humanity. Because, sisters, when we are well and the role of who we are within the black community, ripple effect, people will look at heart and say, well, why are you only focused on the black community? One, it's my community. 2, I know when my community is well, the entire planet will be well. Simply by us doing our work, because everyone is emulating what we do. Everybody is trying to do the aesthetics of what we do. But when we show that the aesthetics of who we are actually, it's not the look. It's not the style. It's not the, no, what you are drawn to is the soul and the spirit of who we are as a Black community. Because even in this worst state that we are in this horrible state that we are in, even still, that light is being shined and attracted and drawn to. Everything is based off of how we react. Everything. So at what point are we going to take responsibility and say, you know what, let me make this work and be beneficial to our future generations? Because we can't be 50 years from now doing what we're doing right now. We can't. And it's a state of emergency. There is no time for saying, well, he doesn't do that, so I don't want to do it. There's no time for that. You need to put your big girl panties on and accept the role of who you are in the community and in this healing work. And no, it's okay. Just because your strength is identified and recognized doesn't mean that you neglect the need to be vulnerable. Doesn't mean that you neglect the need to be soft and tender and gentle. And you may have to unlearn some things about yourself and establish some things that will contribute to the overall healing. Matriarchal societies don't look at things in a layered hierarchy. Our hierarchy is balanced in all things. How do I contribute to this role, to this role, to this role, to this role, so that all roles can be their best? It's not a staircase in matriarchal systems. It's a collective web that is on the same plane. It's not there's your role on top of this role, then this role, then no. We all have an important factor that we contribute to whatever the collective is. It may be your job, your home, your family, whatever it is. That's matriarchal system. And just because we are in a patriarchal system does not mean that matriarchal systems cannot work. See, we are so caught up in wanting to fight against. I'm going to fight against patriarchy. I'm going to fight against white male supremacy. I'm going to fight against that we are removed from the love of who we are. We are removed from why people do want Black women on their team. We have removed ourselves because we have taken on white patriarchal characteristics, which is fight, go against, be abnormal. We have taken those things on by us being so against anything that we don't feel is Black womanhood empowerment. I don't need to go against anybody because I'm too consumed doing what I am for. You see what I'm saying? There's no, why do I don't have time to be thinking about I'm against this, I'm against that, I'm against this, I'm against that, because I am so consumed with the things that I am for. I am for the Black family. I am for Black men. I am for sisterhood. I am for Black children. I am for Black elders. I don't have time to think about anti, not, crossed. You know, I don't have time for that. And neither should you, sister. Responsibility. Because when we're focused on the can't and not and against, we are not in our work. You can't be. You're contributing to the very thing that you are saying you are against. If there's anybody on the line, hello everybody on the line and everybody online with us tonight. If you want to get in on the conversation, if you have any questions, the role of the Black woman in the Black community is the topic tonight. Go ahead and press 1 and I will get you in. Before we move on to the last couple minutes of the show, I do want to just encourage everyone to come to Heart Healing African Relationships today at the Dahlia Health and Well-Being Center in Park Hill. It's like Eudora and 35th. Somewhere around then, around there. We start at 6:30. We are done at 8:30, and it's powerful. This will be the role of the black man and in the black community. And the same will be true. The setup will be that the brothers are in the middle in a circle. The sisters will be on the outside layered circle. And the women will not be allowed to verbally communicate. It will only be the men. And the men, and we have to listen. We have to learn how to listen and receive and allow the full purging and the full addressing. And purging isn't a bad thing. Purging is also addressing stuff. Because sometimes when you're in that, about yourself to process out, and then you can say, oh, okay. And sometimes just verbally talking it out with someone can make you see where things are collectively together. Y'all know me. If I don't, I feel full. If I don't have to show, I don't have to continue talk. If I don't want to, you can healer. I'll say MiriamAli.com. If you want to schedule a reading or you want to get in on any of the sessions that I do, I mean, I do all types of stuff, readings, spiritual and energy readings, chakra classes. And also I have completed rearrangement. So if you want to get the book, you can go on Amazon or you can go to www.healerAli.com and order your copy. And I will personally sign it if you go to www.healerAssetMiriamAli.com and make your purchase there, and it will be in the mail to you. For everyone who has been supporting workshops and all of that good stuff, I so appreciate you. I am just a vessel. It's not, you know, I could not be a creator. It is Ramadan, so what a wonderful, wonderful time to be doing cleansing and reconnecting with the work in your authentic self, because that is what this month brings. Yeah, if there's no one on the line, the show, I hope Thursday at Heart at the Dow. African-American relationships today. Hit me up on Facebook, Ali. The role of the black man in the black community. Bring a friend in and bring another friend. Bring more people to the show so that we can get this work done. All right. Peace and blessings.